الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكي عن ربه عز وجل قال أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ به ثم عاد فأذنب فقال أي رب يا رب اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى عبدي أذنب ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ به ثم عاد فأذنب فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب اعمل ما شئت فقد غفرت لك رواه مسلم وكذلك البخاري. This is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned important guidance for the ummah, especially in regards to our weakness. Weakness means that the human being fall into sins, and it's a weakness of human being. We, the human beings, are not infallible or ma'asoom or sinless. And because of that, then there happens two things. One is that category of people who, when they commit any crime or sin, they try to avoid and repent from it, but then they commit it again. They come to the conclusion that they cannot abandon the sin, so they might as well give themselves a free license or free hand. So they completely, as though neglect or do not pay any attention to the righteous path or the goodness, because they, in their opinion, they have tried and they failed, because they have been doing bad things and now they do now and then and it is wrong. The other extreme is those people that who has made repentance like a joke, that they fearlessly commit wrong things and then without any remorse, just outwardly, without any fulfilling any conditions, just outwardly they say astaghfar and they ask forgiveness. And they think that they are actually forgiven people and that's what they have done. Whilst on the first hand, their tawbah they are asking forgiveness was not valid. So they are going to meet a bad end if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have mercy and compassion upon them. And the other category who fearlessly, who neglectfully has given them freedom, themselves freedom of doing bad things because they think it's no use stopping from bad things because they will do them again and they are doing them again and now and then sins and other bad things happen from them. So we might as well actually free ourselves from this guilt, and as though they become devil, or actually meaning the completely neglectful at all. So then they drown more and more into crime, into evil, into sins, because they have given them freedom, and now actually this is one of the qualities of devil, that do whatever you like doing. This is one of the, the devil said in his book, that Satan's Bible, is mentioned that if you want to become devil, first thing you have to do is do whatever you feel like doing. No matter it harms other people, no matter other people will suffer from it, no matter it's confiscating rights of other people, trampling on the rights, do whatever you feel like doing right, just do it. That is the easiest way to become a devil and shaitan and an evil person. So they become this category, that they just do whatever they think is right. They say, we don't care what the family say, what people say, what the government say, what the religion is saying, whatever, you know, whatever we like, we'll do it. And sometimes then actually they themselves suffer more and also make other people suffer. And the other category is that they have made religion and the deen and the repentance as a shield of their bad things. They continue doing evil things but are hiding behind the veil of religion, hiding behind the veil of religiosity, because they think they are asking forgiveness and then they are forgiven and without feeling any remorse. So they are just using it as a switch, and that's all. So this is deception, this is delusion, this is misconception which a person can fall into. Both are failure. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith of Sahih Muslim, he mentioned about indicated about this matter. But not only is the hadith, but it's hadith Qudsi, meaning the divine saying. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Anil Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi ma yahki an Rabbihi," that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reports from saying of Allah subhanahu wa taala, that Allah said to the Prophet alayhi salam, and Allah said, He said, "Aznaba 'abd zamban," a servant, a person commits a mistake, a sin, a wrong thing, a wrong action which he should not do. And then فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي, and then he asks forgiveness with condition, with tawbah, with proper, and conditions you very well know if you are committing any kind of sin or crime or wrong thing. If you want to repent, relieve yourself from it, first condition is you should have remorse, shame in your heart that you have done something wrong. Second is you should cut those means which lead you to that sin. If it is a bad company which leads you to smoking drugs or doing other wrong things, then you abandon that bad company. If it is a mobile phone or internet is leading you to, then it's better to avoid that. If it is a place you are fine otherwise, But when you go in a particular place, you tend, the environment is such that you do that evil or commit that evil, then you must avoid that place. You must avoid the company of those people. You must avoid those means which lead you to that fraud or that actually deception or that sin or that whatever wrong thing a person is doing. So the second condition of it, first is to feel remorse, second to abandon, to cut the, you may say, where the lifeblood of sin is coming. These are coming through means. You don't commit any wrong thing out of nowhere. Either someone has invited you, or you've been to a place, or you are accompanying certain people, etc., etc. Whatever the situation, whatever the means is, place, instrument, it can be internet, it can be your mobile phone, many people are committing crime through that. Or other, there might be a person, there might be a place, there many, many other things. Point is to, until you cut the means or the bridge which lead you to the side of evil. Imagine this side is goodness, this side is evil. You can't reach evil just jumping to evil. There will be a bridge which will take you to the other side. And that bridge can be people, it can be company you're keeping, it can be other things, many, many matters. So until you break that bridge, cut those means, this is second thing you do. And third thing is that you should have intention, at least a true, pure intention, which only you know that you are not going to do it again. No one else knows. It's no use saying I ask forgiveness, but at the same time in the heart you have, okay, I'll do it again. That's your forgiveness is not granted. That tawbah is not valid. You have to have intention of not doing it. Maybe you will commit it the next day. It's like a person who is walking along the street. It's slippery slope, or it's raining, or it's ice, snowing. That person slips and falls. He has fallen. Now, after falling, he gets up. He doesn't have intention to fall again. He doesn't have the intention to slip again. But he might fall again after walking few steps. That's a different matter. So similarly, when you have committed something bad, you slipped from the path of truth and fallen to the evil, third condition is that you at least intend in the heart, wholeheartedly, with the depth of the heart, I'm not going to go near the means of it, or know that I'm going to commit it. I'm not saying you won't do it. Human beings are human beings, they do mistake again and again. But you should be sincere and truthful to yourself. And the fourth thing, condition of asking forgiveness, is that if you have violated the rights of someone in that, you have to ask forgiveness from them and return what is due to them. So if you backbited someone, you have to ask forgiveness from them. If you've stolen money of someone, you have to return that money. You have confiscated the property of someone, you have to return that. If you have hurt them physically, you have to ask forgiveness from them. If you hurt mentally, you've not hurt physically, but mentally you will be giving bad name, character assassination, and other things, like mental torture. It happens normally in friends, families, wives, husbands, spouses, in those situations, that they are not physically torturing, but mentally they are torturing each other. Actually. And that is also violation of their right. So their mental torture. So you have to ask forgiveness from those people and return those things, no matter it belongs to people or a company or a government. When it belongs to government, it is even much more serious. Because if you have steal £10, £100, £1,000, or have my property, you have confiscated my right. My right, which is my right, you have, and you only have to return it to me. But if you have, you are doing fraud with the government, then this means you are doing fraud with the whole of the public or thousands of people. You're not doing it with the government, really, in the sense, meaning It doesn't, you're not taking money from the Queen's pocket or from the Prime Minister's pocket, because their mounts and things are safe, their property are safe, they are different people. What you are doing is you are taking property, money, whatever, of general public who are paying the tax or whatever. Public fund, Baitul Mal, like in Islamic terms we say Baitul Mal, where public fund comes. So that is even much more serious, because now you have on your shoulder rights of thousands of people. How you are going to ask forgiveness from them? So this is four conditions: feeling remorse, number two, cutting off the asbab and the means which lead you to sin, meaning abandoning the sin and the means, and thirdly, not having the intention to do it again, and fourthly, if it involves violation of rights of property or physical health or physicality of the person or the honor of the person, then you have to return those as well and ask forgiveness and please those people. Only then Allah, the God Almighty, become pleased with you when you have pleased that person as well, in the sense asking forgiveness. And if this involves the rights of Allah, like Salah, Zakah and Hajj and things, then you have to also. So keeping this in mind, so the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah says, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ زَمْبَ, that a servant has committed a sin. فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي, and he say, O Allah, forgive me. He repents with these, he asks forgiveness with these conditions which I have mentioned briefly. He says, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, O Allah, forgive me, or my Rabb, my Lord, forgive me. فَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبًا, my servant have committed a sin, a mistake, sin. فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبَّا, He knows, he is aware that he has a Lord, he has a Rabb, he has a Creator, he believes in the Creator, he knows he has a Rabb who he is accountable to. يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ, he can forgive him or punish him. So he knows, that's why he is asking, doing tawbah. That's why he is asking forgiveness. So Allah SWT says, I have forgiven my servant. Summa aada, then the person again commits a sin. Then the person again, after 1 month, 2 months, again he falls into sin. Then he again fulfills the conditions of forgiveness. He asks, Allah, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, ighfir li zambi, forgive. Then he sinned again and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord, forgive my sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my servant has committed a sin and has known that he is the Lord who forgives sins and punishes. فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ عَادَ, and then that person again, after some time, again he falls into sin. And he says, Ya Rabbi, ighfir li dhanbi, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, forgive me. فَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدًا فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبَّ يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ, that my servant have sinned and he knows that he has a Lord who forgives and who can punish as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to that, اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئِتَ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, do whatever you wish now, for I have forgiven you, now at least for you. So what that means is, don't misunderstand this hadith, what that means is that a person who doesn't give up giving up, who doesn't give up giving up sins, giving up bad things, he constantly, no matter he falls again and again into crime, but he truly stands up, he truly repents, he truly tries to correct again himself again, he truly tried to put matters right again with the conditions of tawbah, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he is not able to do that, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, because just because he has been doing tawbah rightly again and again, I have forgiven him. Amen. So this is a big hope for those people like us who are weak, who fall into mistakes and neglectfulness and heedlessness. But hope is for those people who then truly stand. Maybe every day they are standing up. Maybe every month they are trying to start a new life. They are doing whatever they can, fulfilling the conditions of Tawbah. Even they are not successful in that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is trying, he has tried again and again. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have forgiven him. I have forgiven him. فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. And do whatever you wish, for I have forgiven you. Because this turning back to the truth, turning back to righteousness, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is itself a good act. And hopefully this person will never really have so many sins compared to those people who has given them complete freedom, and they have no reins, no strings attached, and they just actually freely, like rampaging evil and doing whatever they can, and committing atrocities and other things. There is lot of difference between that person and this person who, with his sins will be minimized and his goodness will actually increase. But anyway, that's a different matter. But this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said about his servant that I will forgive if he keeps doing that. So now you tell me, where is hopelessness for you? Even if you are a bad person, even if you are an evil person, if you do good, bad things now, actually every week or things, but provided you repent truly, provided you each time you truly stand up and give it a try, actually with wholeheartedly with the conditions, you have a hope as well. One is that you finish it, alhamdulillah, that is good. Then you become a friend of Allah. Then you become a wali of Allah. Then you become a muttaqi. Then you become a pious or a righteous person who will have very high states in the sight of Allah. One is that, okay, you don't have very high state, but you are forgiven. That's also a big blessing. That person can go in Jannah, at least at whichever level they can. So in Islam, there is no hopelessness for anyone. Hopeless. There's always a way. If the person wants to turn back, no matter where they are actually entrenched in. So we finish here. If you have any question regarding this hadith of Rasulullah, but rather hadith of Qudsi, you may ask so. How many people have heard this hadith, similar hadith before? Sini suni hui hai pehle? But 90% of the time, people don't understand this hadith, as we understood from our Mashayikh and Mercy and Rahmah of Allah. They all understand wrongly, actually. Either they think of, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, he again and again they do things, or actually they get the last sentence where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now do whatever you wish. This means I have freedom to do whatever I like now, and do bad things. They come to the conclusion. Yes. Sorry, you ask Tawbah? Yes.
And you keep it the same sin again.
Yes.
Again and again. You ask Tawbah so many times.
Yes.
And when it comes to a point where you can't say, stop it. Stop the sin completely. Does Allah still forgive you?
Yes. That sin is forgiven. As soon as you ask Tawbah and ask forgiveness from Allah with those conditions, not with the intention of doing it again, you are forgiven. Even if you will commit it after 1 year, 6 months or whatever, for future Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put a condition for future. For future is condition is that you shouldn't have the intention the niya or the will to do it again. You are completely sincere, oh Allah, I won't do it again. But maybe you do it after 1 week. Still you are forgiven. The past one is forgiven. The new sin, then you have to ask forgiveness again. Yeah. Yes. 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 Definitely. Definitely. That's what is mentioned in the hadith. Because that a person becomes sincere, as they say that Rabia Basriya said that many of us, our tawbah also needs tawbah. Our forgiveness also needs another forgiveness. Our tawbah is false, so that needs tawbah as well. So, Alhamdulillah, yes, that's what, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But if you learn those four conditions at least, so at least you will know that by law of Allah, you are forgiven or not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. For example, in one of the hadiths it's mentioned that when a person dies, and in the knowledge of Allah, that person has done many, many evil things, sins, and he deserves punishment in the sight of Allah. But his neighbors, the community, the neighbors, they speak good of him, that he was a good person, he is a righteous person, or he was good to us. They have give him good like witness. But he is not so good person. Inside, the relationship between Allah and him is not good one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know the state of this person with me is not good. He's not good as they are saying. But just because actually his neighbors, other Muslims, they are witnessing and they are saying that he is a good person, I will make my decision based upon their witness, not my knowledge. So just on their witness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the person, although that person really does not deserve it. So, Alhamdulillah, we stand a very good chance of actually being successful. Shaitan have very, very remote chance of success with us if we do not give up. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have 5 million sins, for example, in the Quran it comes, I'm just explaining, 5 million sins, you still go into Jannah if you have 5,000,001 virtue. 5 million and one good deeds. One good deed more than the first 5 million sin. So the balance, which we say, tawazun, the scales, that's what all the belief about scales is. That it gives you hope, in spite of you having bad things with you, if the good things supersede, Alhamdulillah, you are. And if you've given them up, then Alhamdulillah, that is even better. To become loyal and have a friendship of Allah, because you achieve more being a friend of Allah rather than being his enemy. More question? Anything? Yes. Okay, this is Yawm al-Jum'ah, and Rasulullah said, read, send salutations and salawat upon me on this day more. So, inshallah, we'll just recite, if you can recite salawat or the salutation upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we'll do dua for that.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى
O Lord of all, the Lord merciful, compassionate, Ya Razzaq, Ya Wahhab. Ya Rahman Rahmi, we are ignorant of your ma'rifah, ignorant of the true understanding of the deen, Ya true understanding of our nature, of relationship with yourself as a servant. Ya Rahman Rahmi, whatever we have read, one of your blessed saying through your messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if we have understood rightly, Ya Rahman Rahim, enable us to put that into practice, enable us to become those people who you have mentioned in this hadith, who you have mentioned in this saying, that they ask forgiveness in the true sense when they commit sin, and you make announcement for them that you have forgiven them. Include us in that as well. Ya Rahman Rahim, enable us to live in righteousness, die in righteousness, resurrected in righteousness, and with righteous people. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala akhir halqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin. Allah.